Today, I want to talk about the apathy tax and our plan to repeal it. Now, the apathy tax is a self-imposed tax that comes from us not caring about others. It's when we decide to let people fend for themselves, we let people fall through the social safety nets, and it ends up costing us dramatically more than it would have cost to put in a solution that actually helped people. One of the clearest examples of the apathy tax in action is for those that are battling opioid addiction. The cost to incarcerate someone who's maybe committed a small nonviolent crime for having possession of opioids is 5 times greater than treatment. And furthermore, when someone goes through treatment, they have the opportunity to get back on the right path, to be able to become a productive member of society again. And studies have shown you actually get a return on investment. We can get more money into the county by helping people. And we'll save money in the long term because we're spending less on incarceration. Yes, jails and police and prosecutors are absolutely necessary. But if we were able to give them more time to focus on violent crimes or other crimes that are really pertinent to safety, and unburden them from having to deal with this incredible influx of addiction and individuals who are battling it, and rather treat that issue, we're going to have a much more productive and happier society. We'll see property crime drop. We'll see more tax dollars coming in, and we'll be proud of the end result. Because, quite frankly, everyone has a heart. I don't think anyone goes to the polls to be malicious. But what we have done is that we have put the concept of fiscal responsibility and being morally and ethically responsible into 2 different camps. But the truth is they are actually tied together at the hip. We've seen time and time again that if you do the right thing, you save money. So my goal with being in the county commission is that I can help influence conversations, influence policy, and the allocation of resources that does consistently work to battle the apathy tax. And as we continue to do that, that will give us more opportunities for growth. That'll make us a community that we're proud of. And would you look at that? Doing the right thing will save us money. It is an absolute win of a solution. You don't need to have any sort of political or party affiliation to believe that that's the right thing. And that's going to be something we're going to be pushing throughout the campaign. All right.